I'm joined on Radio Jackie by Neil Clark and Lloyd Packer, who are running the London Marathon, but with a twist this year. Lloyd, you're trying to set a Guinness World Record as the fastest can to run the London Marathon. Do you want to tell us a bit more about that?
Sounds crazy. Yeah, so where I work at a brewery. We've got three characters, which is a bottle, a pint, and a can. And as we're one of the major sponsors of London Marathon, some of us have to don these outfits in the race. So this year, I will go as the can. But to make it a bit more interesting and to make some money for Andy's legacy, I set out to see how quick the fastest can was in the marathon. And there wasn't one. So Guinness have given me a time of 4 hours, and that's what I hope to break in London.
Well, I was going to ask you, has this been done before, but you're the first to attempt the London Marathon dressed as a can, are you?
Yeah. The record, there isn't one, so they've given me 4 hours to break. So, yeah, we're going to try and do that, obviously, in London.
And is this your first time running the London Marathon, or have you done it before?
I've done London a few times, just not in a can.
Brilliant stuff. So do you want to tell me, what does your training look like for the London Marathon, especially if you're going to be dressed as a can?
Okay, so I basically follow the same sort of marathon training plan that I'd follow normally, but my long runs at weekends have always been in the can since November. So the furthest I've gone so far is 18 with Neil. Neil's been very good. He's come out on all the training runs. We run the Surrey Arc together earlier last month and achieved the world record there as the fastest can in a half marathon. But yeah, it's very different in a can. You've got no visibility. You've only got a hole at the front, so you can't see your left and right. You can't just cross roads. You can't hold anything. So Neil comes out and he's basically a guide, a water carrier, a gel carrier, and still trying to run himself. So yeah, he's been amazing, really.
Now, I heard there are some strict regulations around the costume, something about how long it had to be for it to count as a world record.
Yeah, so the can, when I first got it, was waist height. And when you submit to the record, you obviously have to submit photos and stuff like that. And they said it wasn't long enough. It had to cover my knees. So Neil had friends that were prop designers, and they managed to basically extend the can. So it now goes over my knees, but it does restrict a lot of abilities of the normal running stance. So you're pretty much for banging into the can rather than striding. So yeah, it's going to be difficult.
And what's it like when you're out training dressed in your can costume? Do you get a lot of attention from people watching, passing by?
I get loads of attention. The cars don't stop beeping. People want selfies. People stop and video you. Yeah, it's crazy. It is fun. You can't work out if they're actually sort of laughing at you or actually G-ing you on. You just, you know, but I think it's the latter. I think people now are generally getting the idea of what it's all about. So it's quite nice.
Yeah, it sounds good. And Neil, it sounds like you're training with Lloyd as well. Are you actually running the marathon too?
Yeah, running the marathon too. So my background is triathlon. And just to let you know that, you know, the fundraiser here is because Lloyd and I's best friend, Andy Hay, unfortunately suffered a fatal sudden cardiac arrest while competing with me at an Ironman event last June. And it's from that event that we've decided to raise £65,000 to build what we're calling Andy's Field of Dreams at the school that he worked at in Bracknell, a school called Wild Riders Primary School, where he was loved. He was the facilities manager, but much more. He did the coaching of the football team, the swimming, school trips. He was a real sort of, you know, local celeb there, and everybody loved him. So we've committed to his family that not only, we didn't want flowers for the funeral, we wanted money, we wanted commitment to build this, like I say, something tangible, a legacy in his name. So an all-weather sports pitch at Wild Riding School that can be used by the pupils in the local community for, you know, decades to come.
Well, it's a brilliant thing you guys are doing. So you've set up a Just Giving page to collect funds. You're trying to raise £65,000, is that correct?
That's right, yeah. So we've got 15,000 so far. So Ironman have been good and donated money. Queen's Park Rangers, Andy was a season ticket there, were fantastic, walked on the pitch there, got some money. A consultancy company called Project One, friends consultancy company, given us £500 because they loved the story. Mayor Bracknell, we've talked to him about his fundraising. So lots of friends and family, lots of people supporting us. And like I say, it's a promise. It's not something we're aiming to do, it's something we will do.
And am I right in thinking that when you went down to Loftus Road, when you were invited by QPR, you had Andy's son go out on the pitch with you as well? What do you think that meant to his family?
We did, yeah. So we went to the training ground the day before, met the players, watched a training session, had some photos, had his son and his two daughters, and it was quite an emotional day at the training ground and at the game on Saturday. It was amazing. It was something, how to put it, that it was we wanted to create a positive memory from something that's quite tragic and horrible, and still is, you know, very hard for the family, his friends, even, you know, even now, and will be for years to come. So they had a great day. QPR were amazing. I can't say that enough. They went out of their way to look after us that day and the day before, and they helped us raise a few grand for the cause.
Well, that's brilliant. Both of you can answer this question. What does it mean to you personally to be able to do this in honour of your friend Andy?
I feel very proud of what we're trying to do, and hopefully we will set out to get this field of dreams. But yeah, with him in our hearts, we can achieve this, to be fair. He was a great, great man.
And you, Neil, what does this mean to you?
I'm getting emotional. Like I said, it's you know, every death is a tragedy, and I think it's hard for families that everybody comes together at the time when it happens and support the family. And I feel we all go along to funeral and we're doing all the right things, and then we all go back to our lives, and I always worry that people were kind of left behind. That's not going to happen. You know, Lloyd and his family, my family, were close to Sarah's family, you know, to Mouse's family. Mouse is his nickname, by the way, Andy Hay. So we call him Mouse. They're close to family. Lloyd's he's been looking after his family, his daughters, as much as he can this year. And we want, like I say, it's a legacy. It's something that's going to be up there. The Andy Hay Mouse Memorial Field, or whatever we're going to call it, and it's maybe something we can go to in years to come and visit, and remember Mouser, who he was, you know, that, as Lloyd said, a great person.
Absolutely. Well, it's great that you guys are trying to put a positive spin on such a tragedy. So you mentioned the Field of Dreams. Do you want to tell us a bit more about it? What is it? What's going to be happening there? Obviously, you said it's at a school that he worked at in Bracknell for the pupils and the community. Do you want to tell us a bit more about what you're planning for the Field of Dreams?
So the Field of Dreams is going to be an all-weather sports pitch, a 4G sports pitch. It can be used, like I say, for all different sports. It's going to be at Wild Ridings Primary School. And as I said, used for the pupils and the community, and something tangible. Obviously, we'll have a plaque on there telling people why it's been built, how it's been built, and the reasons for that. But like I said, we wanted something very tangible. And also, the reason for this, you know, Mouse loves sport. He loves football. He got into triathlon about 5-6 years ago, was the fittest he's ever been. And I think he'd be looking down, you know, probably saying, oh, Lloyd and Neil, you're a pair of idiots. What are you doing running in the can? That's stupid. But if you're looking down, knowing, you know, that people are going to enjoy sport, they're going to get fit, they're going to be outside, and all the great benefits of doing sport and being very inclusive for all pupils and, like I say, for all parts of the community.
Well, it's a very lovely idea. And a question for both of you. How do you feel in the run-up to the marathon? Are you excited? Are you nervous? What do you feel like?
Yeah, excited. To be fair, I think we've put the miles in now. I just want the day to come and see how we actually got on out there, to be honest.
Yeah, and I'm the same. Yeah, we've done the training, did a half marathon, you know, got that one in the bag. You know, let's call it what it is. It's a punchy time. Sub 4 hours, only 20% of people who aren't running in a can make a sub 4. So we've got our work cut out, but with the, you know, support of family and why we're doing it, that kind of, I think that's going to spur us on, and we'll do everything we can to make sure we make that time.
I reckon you guys can do it. And if you do get this Guinness World Record, what are the celebrations going to look like?
Might have a drink or two. Lloyd's probably one or two more than me, but it'd be great. Our friends and family coming down. Yeah, we'll probably have I quite fancy a pizza afterwards. I think, you know, get the carbs back in, have a few beers, celebrate it, get it back out there on social media, thank people, and then we go again. Like I said, we don't stop until we've got that 65,000.
Amazing. And final question, what would you say to people who are going to hear this interview to encourage them to donate as much or as little as possible?
There's loads of wonderful causes out there. Again, it's amazing. And we do have a text to donate number that can make it easy as well. And that's texting Andy's Legacy to 70085. And that would donate £5. I think because we're doing it for the community. So, you know, we're doing it for young people. We're doing it for the community. We're doing it for sport. It's going to help people's physical health and their mental health. So look, it's not better than any other cause, any other charity, but it is something tangible, you know, and it's keeping someone's memory alive. So if you're part of the running community, if you're part of the triathlon community, Mouse, you know, was doing Ironman events with me. If you're a QPR fan, this is a person who's part of your community. And if you're from Bracknell or the surrounding areas, You know, Mouse used to help out with the Bracknell half marathon. He was a big man around that area, but, you know, a very well-liked and loved person.